What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back again today with the snack size daily digest episode. This is going to be a fun one for sure. And I think I'm going to call it our first special edition of the Daily Digest, where we're talking specifically about AI vision, the ability of large language models, Claude in particular in this case, and other AI tools to take images as input and perform actions and tasks with those images. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back again today with the snack size daily digest episode. This is going to be a fun one for sure. And I think I'm going to call it our first special edition of the daily digest, where we're talking specifically about AI vision, the ability of large language models, Claude in particular in this case, and other AI tools to take images as input and perform actions and tasks with those images. In Claude's case, they just announced the ability to analyze and process images and graphs and visuals within PDFs. Basically, the model first is going to extract all of the text from the document and then convert each page of the document into an image format and then perform its analysis on each of those images, including the visual elements on the page, the charts and the notations or anything that you've scanned onto the page or anything like that, which is, again, super cool. But to do a deeper dive into the process, you can check out the Claude documentation on the PDF feature and the articles linked in the show notes, of course. And as far as like vision and the ability to input images to these models, that has been around for quite a little bit now, as far as the models go, analyzing general images. But PDFs have always been a bit of a challenge and a bit more difficult for models to interpret. And this is especially true for very visual or image heavy PDFs. And that is exactly the problem that Anthropic is addressing with this recent update. And like I mentioned, it's going to be hugely consequential, affecting a large range of use cases in business. Things like product documentation, support documentation, knowledge bases, all of these things are typically in PDFs and they have a ton of graphics or images or visuals. And those can now be accurately and efficiently processed using Claude 3.5 Sonnet, my current favorite model, which makes it that much more powerful. And I think if you combine the abilities of Claude 3.5 Sonnet with the ability to do some really deep analysis on PDF reports and charts and stuff, I think you can really accomplish some pretty powerful things with the model. Okay, the second vision-themed little update today is courtesy of the Rundown.ai newsletter. Thanks, as always, to the Rundown. Check out the link to today's newsletter in the show notes. They are linking to a post from Microsoft Copilot, which is hinting at the upcoming release of Copilot Vision, their vision feature within the Microsoft suite of AI tools. So this is going to allow Copilot to view your screen and incorporate vision into the entire user experience and act on what they're seeing on your screen for you. Total agentic game changer for sure. And as we've discussed, when it comes to agentic capabilities like computer use in Claude, the ability to see and process what's happening on a user's screen in real time is a huge, huge impactful difference and differentiator in these models. And again, something that when it comes to AI adoption is really going to be what I think blows people's mind the most. Okay, and last but not least is a quick little AI tool highlight that, again, I caught in today's Rundown.ai newsletter. And following in the train or track of our vision special edition here, this tool gives you the ability to submit pictures of your handwritten notes to the to their model and have it transcribed digitally. The first thing I thought when I saw this tool was that this is something that any LLM can do for you, and technically it is. I compared it to Claude, and it's not like it was way more accurate or anything than Claude was. It's not going to beat Claude at the actual transcription, but the reason I wanted to mention it is because it has a really handy dandy integration with Notion, the note-taking and productivity app. If you're not familiar with Notion, definitely check it out. It's super useful, and they have some amazing features even in their free tier. But when you create an account for Note This Down, you connect to your Notion account, and then you can take pictures of any handwritten or written notes that you've either taken throughout the day or received throughout the day, and this is going to transcribe them. And again, although that Transcription in itself is not super impressive. The fact that it popped right up in a Notion page for you is super cool and I think very useful. And that's why I wanted to mention it at the tail end of the episode today. So again, that is called Note This Down, and there's a link in the show notes, but I think I'll do just a quick little demo on the process so you can get an idea of just how handy it is to pop right into Notion. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching along on video. You can check out what this looks like. This is the Note This Down app interface, and you can click transcribe your notes. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And what you're going to want to do is enter a title for your page. So we're just going to do a test notation or something like that. And what I have gone ahead and done is uploaded a picture of my very sloppy handwritten notes that I've taken from a meeting. If you're watching on video and you want to get an idea of just how sloppy they are, there you go. So we're going to see how it does with that. And I did test this out and it didn't, like I said, it didn't nail it. Neither did Claude for what it's worth. But it does pop right up in your Notion, and a little bit of editing in Notion is all it really takes. Or if you're like me, you can usually get by with some sloppy handwriting that you can't read anyway. So if Notion, or excuse me, Note This Down misspells it a little bit, it's not the end of the world. So let's go ahead and transcribe and save this, and we'll hop over into Notion so you can see what I mean when it pops up. Again, it's only taking a few seconds here to transcribe. I'll go ahead and hop to the end. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. I just had to jump ahead there while our transcription finished. But we have been notified now that our transcription is done and that's been added to our page in Notion. So I will hop over there now and share my screen of this tab. And if you're not familiar, this is a version of the Notion interface, but we can see this little test page that I've created, or this test note in the test page within it that has been created. And we have our awesome list of notes here. And like I said, I'd say it's probably about 90% accurate, but it does a good job as far as note taking goes. And there, if you didn't see me awkwardly show the messy handwriting to the camera a little bit ago, then you can see how messy the handwriting is now. It does attach the image as well to your Notion page. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.